This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Hello, my name is Kitty. You're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about the subject of pausing, thinking, and reflecting, getting off the corporate bus. You may be thinking, what on earth am I going on about? Well, what I would like to chat about is pausing for a moment, taking a deep breath and stopping for a while. What I mean by that is pausing and taking time to think about your life, reflecting on what you do and why you do what you do. Is there anything that really doesn't serve you well? Are there things which perhaps would be best changed or indeed stopped? We all leave lives of busy these days, don't we? And the world is quite a frenetic, fractious place right now, with a headline of uncertainty to add to the mix. When we had lockdown, the majority of us, excepting key workers, had to pause our lives. It made me think an awful lot about the benefits of a pause in life, getting off the bus, as it were. I wondered if pausing life and having more time to reflect on your life and what you do in your daily life was something beneficial. Having reflected on it and having spoken to several people about it, my personal opinion is that if you feel you need a pause, then go for it if you can. Some dear friends of mine have in the last few years moved from a very corporate working life up in London and a corporate lifestyle as well as all the socialness that goes on, and they decided that it wasn't benefiting their health and well-being. They went away on a thinking holiday. They reflected on their lives and what they'd achieved, and they celebrated that. When they returned, they decided to totally change their life to do something completely different. Obviously, a great deal of thought went into this, and they made a lot of plans and a great deal of sacrifices to their lives and lifestyle and their income. They now feel happier, more content, and they have a totally new outlook on life after deciding to follow a passion for something they always wanted to do but never had the time. That sounds quite exciting and exhilarating, doesn't it? If you can do it. And I bet it's rather scary too. Changing your life drastically if you want to, and if you can, is something to strive for, in my opinion, if that's how you feel. I applaud my friends, and I know that they're so much happier after making such a huge decision to get off the corporate bus, as it were. If you too want to consider pausing your life and taking time to reflect where you've been and where you might want to take yourself to next in your life, here are a few tips. Give yourself allocated regular time to move your focus from the life you lead at the moment to the life you would want to lead in the future, if you can. Grab a pen, a nice journal or a notepad, and an obligatory cuppa, and find yourself somewhere quiet, somewhere you can reflect and contemplate in your own time without interruptions. Breathe deeply, then begin. Ask yourself some questions. What do I do now which I could change if I wanted to? Is there anything which doesn't serve a purpose to you? Is there something you're doing which you don't actually need to do, but you're doing it because you've done it for years? The next question. What isn't possible for you to change currently? This could be a need for income. It could be caring responsibilities for others, for example, and so many other things. It's a personal thing, isn't it? The next question. What makes you happy and content? This could be anything at all. Be expressive in your answers. If you can't find a word to express it, draw something, write a poem, or record something vocal, such as a song or something like that. And the next thing, the final question really, is what is it that you really would like to do if money and time were no object? Really think about this, dig deep. What inspires you? Do you have an untapped passion for something? And what does your heart long for in your life? Consider these questions. then make a do list and a not do list. This is the start to making changes in your life that you have the power to make. Why not give it a go? Perhaps get off the bus for a while and see the other side of life. That's it for now. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Take care and bye-bye for now. Until the next time, from me, Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.